And it just came out today. You probably hate us right now, don't you? I'm sorry we didn't have a last episode at all, but hopefully we get to make this up for you.
Who needs last episodes anyway?
I kind of wanted the last episode to at least say bye.
Last episodes are overrated.
No, you need a last episode just to say bye. We're going to take a little break right now. You just left.
You like season finales?
I like season finales. Yeah. Like the season finale of Daredevil. It was really nice. We got to see Daredevil.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Speaking of seasons, I went to go see my niece the other day, and which is at the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and they were shooting for Gotham.
Oh, word?
They were shooting for Gotham.
Do you like that show?
I'm going to be honest, I haven't even seen it yet.
Oh, I've seen a couple of episodes.
I just wanted to see the Penguin dude.
They got the actors on point.
Yeah,
so.
So what it was...
The plot is whack, let me just say that.
Really?
Well, I thought the nonsense I've been seeing lately.
Jim Gordon as the as an officer first.
Jim Gordon's lame.
He's bland?
No, yeah. No, he's not bland. He does the over-the-top stuff.
So it's like a cop show.
Yeah, it is a cop show.
But just taking place in Gotham with Gotham villains.
Exactly.
I don't know if I like that.
You know, Joker is coming for season two.
No. Like, Joker, the whole purpose of Joker is that he just comes out of nowhere.
He's a nobody. He only came because Batman came through.
Exactly. So why are we going to give Joker a backstory?
I don't know. I don't know. Great question, but you know, how was your summer?
Well, first off, this is Black Seinfeld. This is the show about absolutely nothing.
Season two? No, wait, season three.
I don't know anymore. These are the summer seasons, to be honest, right, where we get an hour to
this
talk.
This is our like OVA.
And I'm Giovanni Anglin.
And I'm Obi Bashan. And I'm thinking of changing my name.
I don't know if I'm gonna have a radio name yet. I don't know yet.
Your name is fine.
Thanks.
It's fine.
So if this is your first time ever tuning in, let me make this perfectly clear. This is a show about nothing. We basically get to talk about whatever we want to talk about. Thing I want, which is awesome.
Oh, we have limits.
Why can't you just let me live?
We have limits.
Why can't you let me live, man?
We are recording inside your college.
YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generations. And, you know, before we get into what it is we want to discuss, you know, we have a couple sponsors, you know. Main one is TuneIn. I don't know if you heard about TuneIn. It's just like iHeartRadio, but the difference is you get to listen to any radio station from around the world. So you can listen to something from the Ukraine if you'd want.
My parents use that a lot. Listen to the Haitian
radio
stations over there.
So the easiest way to get the TuneIn app is just to go on iTunes or Google Play if you have Android. And yeah, pick it up. YC Radio.
Buy TuneIn Pro.
Exactly.
Just buy Pro.
And also, we have another sponsor today. I don't know if you're aware of this. It's a good cause. SaveMeekMill.com. SaveMeekMill.com is a great way to support an artist's career that is diminishing fast. And right now, if you go to SaveMeekMill.com, you get to donate. And the donations go to all the Philadelphia children and Meek Mill's former school. And they'll supply them with notebooks and pencils. And they'll get to learn how not to be like Meek Mill. So
savage.
SaveMeekMill.com and tune in. Proud sponsors of Black Seinfeld.
Ah, Meek Mill.
You want to get into it already?
Yeah, let's just start. Let's just, you know, get rid of it right now.
Okay, so we have a new segment, part of the show, and it's called The L of the Week. And this L for not even this week, last week too, it goes to one.
For past 3 weeks.
It goes to one Robert Remeek Williams, better known as Meek Mill. And I'm sure you know who Meek Mill is, but if you don't, he is a rapper who signed to Maybach Music.
The guy that's dating Nicki Minaj right now.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj's wife right as of now, right? Well, wifey. Or
I wouldn't say that.
Nah, Nicki Bag Meek. Let's be honest.
You never know.
And so if you've been living under a rock or you just haven't been paying attention to Twitter or any sort of black Twitter, social media, Meek Mill started a beef with Drake, and he accused Drake of, one, not writing his own bars, his own verses.
For the song Rico.
For the song Rico,
which he saved.
Which, jeez, man. Let me...
All right, continue.
and
Ghostwriting by Quentin Miller.
And there's some reference tracks that came out, which were, by the way, just hooks. Just hooks for 10 bands and Know Yourself.
Which means that they probably wanted him on the hook, but he sounded whack, so they put Drake on it. Or Quentin helped write it and said, this is how we should do it. So, you know.
Either one of the two. I'm not going to lie to you. When I heard those reference tracks, I wasn't feeling it. But when I heard Drake say it, I was like, nah, this is way better.
Exactly.
And the reason why I give Meek the L of this week is, or for the past 2 weeks, is because he really hurt me. Because Meek is the rapper. Like, he is the rapper, and Drake is the superstar.
Where Roots coming from battle rapping, we expected him to, you know, diminish Drake.
And it's not,
I can tell you why it didn't work out. One, 2015.
It's 2015, and two, like, Meek is the rapper, though. Like, why are you saying all this stuff on Twitter? You know what I mean?
Well, isn't it weird that, like, recently over the radio, and even, like, when he was on Twitter, like, oh, I hate when rappers go on Twitter talking beef.
This isn't the first time he's done this, though. He did it to Wale.
Because he didn't tweet his album.
Exactly.
And other things, too.
Right.
But that was, like, I think that was the straw.
But this is why this thing hurt me more than ever. Like I said, Meek is the rapper, right? Meek understands what it's like to actually, like, start from the bottom. He started from nothing.
Exactly.
And he made something of himself. And that's what everyone, not even in Philadelphia, but everyone who just lives in the hood is trying to do, right?
Start from battle rapping and start making music right after that.
Exactly.
Very difficult.
And so when Drake came out with Charged Up, I was like, you know, this is cool, you know?
And two other hits. Remember, it's all on Apple Radio, too.
Oh, wait. I'm just starting with Charged Up first. Okay.
Charged Up.
You know, I thought it was cool. I didn't think, like, he
played it four times.
It's like a little jab.
He played
almost.
It four times it was, on his radio station.
It was almost
back
a jab.
Back to back.
A little jab. And what I liked about it is he didn't respond on Instagram. He didn't respond on Twitter. He didn't respond on his OVO blog.
He was the most rapper in the whole situation. He was the most rapper in this situation.
And
which is,
just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, Back to Back came out, and I was like, I became a Drake fan.
Hey, can I add another L to the week? Let's say the L for this week, Meek Mill.
Okay.
L for last week, Funkmaster Flex.
Funkmaster Flex takes an L too, man, because he's
over hype, gossip, Wendy Williams trying to compete with Charlamagne on the blogosphere.
Right, but like, he's a legend too, and that's what hurt.
That's what hurts.
Like,
but I never liked him.
I respected him, man.
I respect him, I don't like him. I could go back straight to like 2004 when I used to listen to Hot 97 before I got internet in my house.
Yeah.
That's where I used to get all my new music and stuff.
Same here.
But it started to, like, I guess the older I got, I started to realize this guy mostly gossips.
He is a chatty patty.
He's a chatty patty, and it's to the point where you came here for music, but here you got like stuff you don't really care about.
One thing I didn't like is that he lied. He is so lying, saying we got this new Meek track, and this is like the first time I've listened to Hot 97 in like
a
year.
I haven't listened since Angie Martinez left.
I haven't listened in a year because I didn't care about.
I watched the Rosenberg stuff though. On film.
The only saving grace is just like Rosenberg. Like, I don't care about Ebro. Funk is he's just old now, and the new people, like, what's the girl's name?
I don't know. That's Laura Stiles, the one that replaced Angie Martinez.
No, the one that replaced K Fox.
Oh, I don't know.
See, there you go. Like, I don't even care anymore.
K Fox left.
K Fox left years ago. Man.
Oh, not her. I don't know.
But yeah. Basically, he conned us all into listening to a show because he had some Meek tracks that went at Drake and he didn't have them at all. And he just went at Charlamagne saying the stuff that everyone's been saying for the past couple months now. He bleached his skin. He got jumped. I was like, so what?
Here's another L for Meek Mill. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, whoa, where's the track? I'm waiting for the track.
Mm-hmm.
This is some real suspense in hip-hop.
Trigger fingers turned into Twitter fingers.
Yo, so I think around like 9 o'clock,
yeah,
Meek tweeted like something off Tumblr, like, oh, here's a Meek's diss track, and it's just Meek screaming.
Yeah.
And he was just joking about it, and everybody took it as like, dude, you had the opportunity
and you ruined it.
So everybody thought he lost. But tell me how on Tuesday, 3 a.m. Drake dropped the track back to back.
Right.
I woke up, 7 o'clock, like I do every day.
Right.
Go on Twitter, see what I missed, and I see two dope boys with like 300 retweets, which is rare nowadays.
Right.
So I clicked the track, and there you go. Back to back.
See, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning getting ready to work, and everyone on my Facebook feed is just Drake back to back. I'm like, wait, this is another one? And I listen to it, and I'm just like, that's it. I'm a Drake fan, and it hurts me to be a Drake fan because this is me that we're talking about. How many years have I been going
at him? I told
you
this last year. I said, dude, it doesn't make sense being a Drake hater anymore. It doesn't.
I give him his respect, man.
When we first came to your college, we didn't like Drake like that.
No.
I gave up halfway through. I said, dude, I don't buy his music.
I don't know, man. I might buy his Jordans. I don't know.
His Jordans look fresh.
His Jordans look fresh,
that colorway on point. OVO on the bottom.
Exactly.
So look at that GOAT picture with Will Smith, Kanye West, and Drake. You saw that picture?
I did see that picture. He's like, you are the best rapper in Philly. Which, no, Beanie Siegel is, in my opinion.
Beanie Siegel, all right.
But what else do I have to say about me? And then he had the audacity to come out with Wanna Know, and I'm excited for it. And he gets the L immediately for using The Undertaker's track into it. Immediately. Because, A, WWE is pissed off. And I don't think they would be pissed off if the track wasn't that crappy. But I really do feel that since that track was crap, they probably want to do something with me. I don't know what. They can't do anything because that track is free. Like, he's not making any money off
of
it. But
you could try to sue, but everybody would be wasting money.
Exactly. But I guess they did it off general principle. You don't use our track in a crappy hot garbage known as Wanna Know. There's only one person who Wanna Know, and that's Joe, and that's it.
That's it. So I've written down why the track sucks.
Okay, go.
So L1. He added ad-libs.
Right.
Too many ad-libs.
Yeah.
Three different type of ad-libs. You can't be doing that. It's not a Jay Electronica track, okay? You cannot add all these ad-libs.
And number two, he used the Undertaker's theme song.
Undertaker.
Yeah, okay.
Two. Okay, it's three then.
Yeah.
Not a lot of memorable lines.
There was not a lot of memorable
bars. I only remember the T.I. pissing on Drake, but I don't even remember where that came from.
I'll tell you when. That was back in 2010 at, it was in a movie theater. I guess it was one of T.I.'s movies. And I guess they were all drunk and T.I. peed on Drake, which no one really got, to be honest. And they were just saying stuff that we already know. Did he smack him? Yes, we know.
Nothing new. It's good to have beef with the upper ups anyway. But those beef are different, though, compared to this beef.
Yeah.
He's like, here's another L. He spent two verses talking about Quentin and even putting Quentin in the track. What?
Quentin didn't do anything to you, Meek.
Like, all right, yo, everybody got to start listening to Quentin now. This guy's not. He's all right so far.
Is he?
Yeah, he's
all right. I've only listened to those reference tracks, and I don't like it.
And the last and not least, L number five, Funkmaster Flep, gossiping.
Yeah. So.
Fat face.
Congratulations to Robert Rameek Williams on this L. Oh, no. And the reason why he also gets an L is this is like his first like mainstream exposure, right?
Yeah.
And everyone went at him. I didn't even know White Castle was still a thing.
It's still a thing.
And they tweeted at him. And Rosetta Stone tweeted at him.
Everybody.
Everyone tweeted at Meek Mill.
That Toronto guy.
The councilman of Toronto tweeted at him. Like,
yo, his Twitter was on point.
Bro. Bret the Hitman Hart tweeted at it. Well, Instagrammed about it. Saying, congratulations to my fellow Canadian men. Drake. I'm like, bro, you've really messed up, Meek.
So you know what this means. This is Drake's year. 2015 is still Drake's year.
And this is what I hated, too. I was like, yo.
February.
I really thought 2015 is the year of Kendrick. Because it has been before this beef even started. Like, it was still debatable. But I gave it to Kendrick because of the amazing things that he's been doing. But that beef, man. Drake got it, man.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over. There's nothing he could do. It's too late. There's nothing you could do.
Meek can't, like, and if, what if Meek comes out with another track?
It's too late. I wouldn't care. Everybody would say it's too late for this. Even if it's good.
Right.
Even if it's the fire, it got this for days.
Right. Oh, yeah.
8-minute track.
I'm sorry. You take another L, Meek, for your sister having better bars than you did, too.
I didn't want to listen to it.
I listened way better than Meek's.
Eh.
And all I'm going to say about it is right now, OVO Fest was this weekend too. Drake buried him again.
Look lit.
Just.
Like this, the video I sent to you last night? Like
That PowerPoint presentation. So let me paint this picture of what happened. So OVO Fest was Sunday and Monday, right? And Drake closed out on Monday. And he had this PowerPoint presentation while playing back to back. And in this projection, it was just all of the memes and pictures that Black Twitter has created for Meek Mill And he's really strategic, man. It was crazy.
Savage.
He's a savage. And I didn't expect it from Drake, man.
I didn't expect that.
From the least. And then he sent bottles to Charlamagne. I was like, what?
Six bottles
of Dom Perignon.
Six.
Because, you know, he's into the six stuff.
Yo.
And then Charlamagne gave him his props. I'm like, what is going on here?
Everybody on the show that called in gave him Drake props.
I'm giving Drake props as... Hey, I'm buying Views from the Six, bro. I'm going to buy it.
Views from the Six. Album of the Year didn't come out yet.
I'm not giving him Album of the Year yet, man. That's still Kendrick.
OVO
right
Fest, know how crazy it was? Drake, he closed out.
Yeah.
Kanye came. 45-minute show. Travis Scott came. Just like that. Come on, that's the concert of the century.
Did you see the free Meek Mill t-shirt he was wearing?
Yeah.
I want one of those.
Well.
So I guess that concludes... Everything we needed to say
this
about
this will be the longest L.
This
that
is
we've
the
put.
Longest L that we've been giving, and it's 20 minutes in, and we've been giving this L for a long time. So
we're done.
Robert Ramique Williams, you take this L for the week. Congratulations on being the first recipient of this L, and that closes it out. All right. So what have you been up to, man?
I was chilling. I've been looking for a job, then I just stopped looking for a job.
I thought you got a job.
No, I
or internship was
internship
it?
And stuff. Nah, I let them all go.
How did it go? Internship.
I didn't do it.
Why didn't you do it?
It didn't really help me for what I needed to do. It's not progress.
Do you want to talk about it?
Nah, it's like I'm a marketing major, so mm-hmm. I'm looking for marketing internships.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do any other internships outside of that.
Outside of mark. Okay, got you.
So anything dealing with marketing, like right now, that's what I'm just aiming for. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'll look for some stuff for the winter. And some stuff for next year's summer.
Okay.
You know, sign up early. Got my resume on point. What about you? How's your summer?
Summer's been great.
You still working at Five Guys?
I'm still working at Five Guys. And I've been doing register as of lately, like, I'd say 80% of the time. And the patience is wearing so thin, man. I feel like, whatever being is out there, like, whatever higher power is out there, they're testing my patience each and every day I step on that register, because the stupid questions you people ask are just mind-boggling. I had this lady who, mind you, she wasn't a tourist.
Uh-huh.
She's a New Yorker, right? She asked me what was the difference between raw onions and grilled onions. And that's when I looked at her straight in the face and I go, I'm not answering that question.
You can't be doing that.
No. I'm sorry. I'm not answering that question. Because it's self-explanatory right there.
You would think.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, no, I'm not answering your question.
That's a goat response.
And then, like, she stopped and she thought about what she asked me. And she was like, never mind. I was like, yeah, never mind.
That's a goat response.
Yeah. And what else? Like, difference between hamburger and a cheeseburger? Bro.
I don't know, man.
And no.
It's like, it's kosher.
there's only one instance where I back off and it's when Muslims ask me the question. Because, like, I get it. It says hamburger. Mm-hmm. But, like, the thing I hate is when, like, I explain them what a hamburger is and why it's called a hamburger. They have no interest whatsoever. Mm. None. So why did you ask me the question? Why is it called a hamburger?
Google it. Google it, please. We have Wi-Fi. Google it. have Wi-Fi?
No, man. We steal it from Google Starbucks.
Oh.
Because there's Starbucks next door. We have Wi-Fi, but it's locked. I'm the only one. I think I'm, like, the only one of four people that has the Wi-Fi in there. But I didn't get the code. Like, my boss just put it in for me, so I don't know the code.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Can't be sharing the code.
Of course not. So yeah, other than work, which has been like wearing me thin, I still like it. I just been going around, just going out places, you know, baseball games and expensive eatery by myself. You know, it's cool.
Fresh.
I've been trying to hang out with you, but you're broke.
Ah. Oh, yeah, because you invited me to Afropunk.
I wanted to go to Afropunk this year, guys.
Yeah, that's too $2.65 plus tax $2.75.
I don't care, man. And the thing that
$2.65.
No, $210.
And here's the thing with Afropunk, Brian. Like Afropunk was this festival that you're never supposed to pay for. It's always free.
Black.
Black
Afro.
Yeah. We're gonna get into that too. I can't wait to expose the Yaku people. But no, Afropunk, man. And the reason why I'm willing to pay for it is because the cool lineup they have, Brian. You got Lenny Kravitz, right? You got Lenny Kravitz.
Sounds good.
You got Lauryn Hill. You got, I think, Grace Jones as well.
Yeah, Grace Jones.
Thundercat's coming.
Yeah. I see him perform twice.
I wanted to go see that. I think Flying Lotus is over in Atlanta, which bugged me.
Oh, the other Afropunk?
Yeah, in Atlanta. And Tyler, the Creator, was going to be there. And Atlanta, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But over here is just as cool, too.
That's strange. I thought Thundercat and Flying Lotus will do a show together.
Yeah, but that's not the case.
Oh, well.
Suicidal Tendencies going to be there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thundercat, you mentioned that. Danny Brown.
Oh, right. Danny Brown. Danny Brown is going to be there.
I'm probably going to go with Fool's Gold.
Cakes to Killa.
I don't know who Cakes is. But there's a trend that I don't like with festivals or just concerts in general. It's just everyone just has their phone out. Just taking, I don't get
selfies?
It. No, not even taking selfies, just recording the concert while you are watching the concert.
Okay.
I do 15 seconds so I could put it on Instagram. So I could have that memory on Instagram. So I could just go scroll through my Instagram and have it there.
That's cool, but yeah.
If I do it three times, I take a couple pictures so I could have it.
I'll take pictures and stuff.
But that's it.
I don't think I would record the whole damn concert.
I won't record exclusives.
Right.
You know, unless it's exclusive. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But yeah, that's about it. Like, if I go to Travis Scott's concert, mm-hmm. I'll take one picture. When he allows you to take the picture, he says, all right, everybody take one picture. Because this one, okay, now we start the show.
Aw, that's pretty cool.
He hates it.
He hates pictures.
I
would hate pictures, too.
He got kicked out of Lollapalooza.
I've heard about this.
And arrested after that.
Why?
Why, because someone wanted to take a picture?
No, not that. His whole concept is a rodeo. Mm-hmm. So when you have the show, it's going to be wild.
Right.
He convinced the crowd to go over the barrier in the front and don't listen to the security guard because he has his own security.
Right.
So he doesn't care. He likes to roll with the people.
Okay.
Which I do respect.
But there are laws that allow blues to set up for themselves and festivals all over so nobody could get hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So within, I think his show's supposed to be 45 minutes. Uh-huh. They cut it to 15.
Wow. What's that? 15? It's not even worth it.
It's nothing. That's probably two songs he did.
If he
talks. Yeah. He's on his Kanye flow too. They're good friends.
Right.
Mm. So he talks all the extra egotistical stuff.
Which is the only reason I have Apple Music in the first place, because I know they're dropping that Kanye album on it.
It won't be there. Who knows? I'll buy it immediately. It doesn't matter.
I'm still going to buy it, but I know it's going to be there.
It's never going to come out.
Stop it.
It's Kanye.
It's just like Detox, man. Detox, it's not coming out anymore.
Nah, he dropped a new album, but I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, the Compton thing.
Didn't listen to it.
I'm going to listen to it.
I'm not interested.
I'm interested in it.
Not a Drake fan anyways.
Wait, what? You're not?
No.
Why?
His music.
He created awesome tracks, man.
He created awesome tracks, but I never liked his The Chronic. I didn't really care for 2001. Right?
Wow, why?
I like the beats. I mess with the drums.
I'm talking about the beats he's produced for artists.
Yeah, he's a ghost producer. Nah, he has ghost producers.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm not dissing him because Kanye does the same thing too.
You are dissing.
But what Dre does is he takes a long time. He doesn't.
I would take a long time too.
Whatever. That's my thoughts on Dre. Yeah, Dre is a legendary.
He's a legend.
He's GOAT. But I do not care for his music.
Are you caring to see Straight Outta Compton at all?
Of course. Because Ice Cube.
Ice Cube's son is in it.
Yeah, everybody's son's in it.
Everyone's son is in it, but it's it's weird how much he just looks like his dad.
All these sons. That's cool, though.
Yeah.
I mess with it.
It should be good. So do you want to take a break right now?
Yeah, let's take a break. So there's a couple albums that came out.
a lot of albums
over the summer. So we're going to talk about that after this. But here's my favorite track of the summer. Mm-hmm. And it's called Another One by Mac DeMarco. Bump it.
I hope you enjoyed that
Mac DeMarco track for this like small LP that he dropped recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good, pretty chill. It's like 29 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's, the album's called Another One, and that was the track.
I'm sorry, man. I'm so like into this Meek thing because did you see the DJ Khaled memes he did with Meek?
Nah.
So DJ Khaled's like, Meek, you need to hurry up and go to the booth because Drake made Another One.
Oh, the Another One track?
Yes!
Another one. Yo.
So
he makes memes on purpose. I think he does that.
Yeah. Did you see the new video he did?
No.
Oh, man. First it was, you smart, you loyal, you grateful.
Yeah.
But the next one was, baby, 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 who's your greatest inspiration? DJ Khaled. That's the smartest answer you ever said in your life.
Kiss me. Another one.
Shouts out to DJ Khaled, man. But now let's get into some serious news, man. Let's get into some. This is the last half of this show is just pro black. Just
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. I hate all white people. No, I don't. But you know what I mean.
The concept of all lives matter. It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, man. Because
I guess that's how you could tell the person's thoughts on certain situations, like white feminists.
Yeah, man. I mean,
and liberals.
To be perfectly honest, man, I'm still confused with feminism. Like, it still confuses me.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's best to talk to people.
I mean, the concept is simple, but when there's like really hardcore feminists out there, especially white feminists,
like what,
like Taylor Swift, for example, right?
All right. Oh, you're gonna talk about the Nicki Minaj situation?
The whole Nicki Minaj situation, right?
Yeah.
That was like white feminist thing right there.
Yeah.
Because I honestly do believe, although Anaconda was not my favorite album, you know, favorite track.
Yeah.
The video.
It was on point.
It was on point. It was killer. Like, there was a lot of choreography videos to Anaconda, which
it went viral too.
It was viral. Like, it made how many million views in how many seconds? Like, so I get her argument. I thought, absolutely, like, it should be in there. And then Taylor Swift comes out of nowhere. Like, well, you know, Nikki, like, I think maybe it was some of the male artists that kicked you out of the category. And then, and I was like, Taylor, I like you and all, but no, man, no.
She just came in at the wrong time.
Wrong place at the wrong time. And then
that's a misinterpretation of what she was talking to.
And then she tried to play Nikki. She was like, you're welcome to any stage that I'm on, Nikki. And I was like, whoa.
Later, she responded because she didn't understand. They probably spoke to each other.
Spoke to each other, and she understands. But, like,
you expect people to answer quickly.
What I don't respect is, like, if a race of people are telling you something, right, and you just completely dismiss it and say, well, you know, I'm not a part of this, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Like, we know you're not, but you should just listen to what we have to say because it's going on and it's true. Like, we're not making some of these stuff up. You know what I mean? The stuff that's going on is true, and it has been true for a while, but now it's getting to the forefront now, and that's what I like.
It's more public.
It's more public
now. The media's actually taking a little more press on it.
And what I like is people are having their debates about it, too. I do like opinion, but some opinions infuriate me sometimes.
Well, okay, so you should be on Twitter more. Like I keep telling you, just be on Twitter. Fine, you don't have to talk, but at least be on Twitter and see what people are saying.
I'm on Instagram.
You on Instagram?
Yeah, I have Instagram. I just make videos on Instagram now.
You have Instagram? Facebook.
Yeah, I have Instagram now.
What happened?
What happened was I broke down and got an Instagram too.
Oh, whack. I remember when you had the phone, like, yo, get Instagram. It's like, nah, never.
Never, but I do radio, man. And I made a nice Meek Mill video too.
So let's give our Instagram so you can follow me at Bashtin141, BASHTIN 141, in all numbers.
So mine's is black_Seinfeld94.
Wow, you really took that?
I really took it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be easy to find.
Yeah, well, I was going to take Geo.
Yeah?
Like, no. I don't want Geo. I'll change it to Geo eventually.
All right, I found you.
Or it'll be Champagne Poppy 718. That'll be cool.
That was disgusting. That was disgusting. OB champagne. I don't drink champagne. I like red wine.
You got into red wine?
Yeah, what I always been in red wine.
I never knew
this. I'm 21 now, so I could, you know, take more. All right, sips.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I ain't doing anything. I had chocolate cheesecake. But
from
Junior's? No.
From
Martha's.
Wasn't that place I went to?
Yeah, I was about to go on 71st.
Right. That was awesome.
Place is fresh. But I don't like sweets. So I can only eat like half a cheesecake before I get, I can't finish this. I'm not even full. Right. I just can't finish.
I get you.
It's weird.
It is weird.
So everything's going on, like Sandra Bland. How you felt about the whole Sandra Bland situation?
They're covering up something, to be honest with you. I felt like they were covering up something. And they covered up the fact that she wasn't in the best mind frame at all. She said she's suicidal too. And treating her like absolute dirt, push her to the overboard of killing herself.
That's fake. I felt that whole thing was fabricated.
I felt like she died even before she got into jail, but they did send out the videotape of her actually taking her mugshot.
I heard that was fake too.
I don't know. I honestly don't listen to the internet that much.
It's not internet. It's like the family itself saying that.
She's saying
the family said that that's not her because like the height and the weight and everything.
Really?
And the hair.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why they got dismissed. That's why it's not on the news. It's like it just stopped showing.
Really?
Yeah.
So then probably they did something.
They did something.
They did something. And you know what's weird? That county has been like notorious for doing sort of things like this.
Did you ever see the 10-minute video on the dash cam when
I've seen the whole I've seen the video. It was
for a cigarette. So you can't say that she was stubborn. She's like,
screw all that, man. Like
this is a police officer. No, she's agitated just because
if it was a white person saying that stuff, like they wouldn't get slammed to the ground like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense for an officer to be agitated, right, and use full aggression to arrest somebody.
I understand why she's angry, though. Like, I understand. Why are you stopping me for something so minute?
Yeah.
I've been stopped for something so minute. And it's infuriating. Like, you don't even have to write me a ticket. The only reason why I didn't get her tickets is because my dad's a cop and he gave me a card.
Oh, in the back of your thing?
Yeah. All right. That's the only reason why I didn't get a ticket.
Yo, you gotta hook me up with that.
I got you, man. Because Because one day I was coming home from my grandmother's house and I was going to take the train. And mind you, the Jamaica Center train station, that's the last stop. So the train is docked at that station and it wasn't moving. So I'm going between the doors to, you know, find a clearer area. This cop stops. He's like, come here. I was like, yeah, what's up? He's like, you're not supposed to do that. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, no, come here. And he told me to sit. I was like, what are you doing that for?
Because the quota. That's why I think.
It was, and that's what pisses people off. It's like you just do things just to do it, just to get some numbers up.
Yeah. No, but they have to fit their numbers or they're not allowed to do this or they'll be thrown in this neighborhood.
I don't care.
They don't want to. Like, I don't care either.
You know, like, what's weird is like when no one's doing anything, like when no one's actually doing a crime, that's when like
they look for crime.
They look for something, like anything. Like jaywalking.
Jaywalking. My friend got stopped twice within the same vicinity biking.
Really?
Yeah. Because he knows how to bike. Yeah. One ear and stuff. Mm-hmm. One ear open because he has earphones.
Right.
So he got a ticket for having two earphones, but he said he didn't. He had one. And the other one, he got a ticket for biking on the sidewalk.
And so now you're having these, like, ridiculous summonses, and the judge is wondering, why the hell are you here?
Nah, he wasn't summoned, I think.
He wasn't?
Nah, he just had to pay the ticket.
I'm not paying the ticket.
And he doesn't even have a job, so you gotta pay the monthly stuff. That's why you guys should watch John Oliver's show on HBO. You should be able to watch the segments on YouTube for free. But you should check
that show
out.
I've heard about a show, I just haven't watched it.
It's really good. I watch every episode.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But, yeah, dude, it's just...
depressing.
It's just, what the hell is going on now? I honestly feel like if black people actually move back to Africa or whatever,
Marcus Garvey,
yeah, that was his plan,
Garveyism,
yeah, or just move back to Africa or like any sort of Caribbean, like America would go broke. They would go broke.
It's theoretical. Theoretical, like, what could happen? What could we do? Like, we had black Wall Street at one point in time down south.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was basically what you said. It was black Wall Street, and it was thriving, and it was actually competing with Wall Street in New York. And, gee, I wonder what happened to that.
Got destroyed.
By who?
But you know the story behind that?
What was the story behind it?
It's like apparently back in the day you need somebody in the elevator to press the buttons and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you know the old elevator and it's shaky.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who's pressing the elevator guy, mm-hmm. he's black and the white woman came inside.
Right.
So since it's shaky, he accidentally tipped over mm-hmm. and bumped into her, brushed her, you know, apologized and stuff.
Right.
So from there she said she was sexually harassed.
Right.
So from there the police arrested her and everything. Then they arrested him. They brought him to the precinct, mm-hmm. tried like lock him up. But good thing.
Yeah.
They had like the neighborhood there around the police so they could make sure that he doesn't get beat up and stuff.
Right.
But in the end, like they burned down to the ground.
The whole thing to the ground.
Yeah, a good market. Like a market where they competing with the
right.
opposite neighborhood.
Yeah.
And opposite neighborhood wasn't making a lot of money.
And this is what I've been saying, man. All that marching stuff, all that protesting, it's not going to help you anymore, to be honest. We've been doing it since the civil rights era. We've been doing, and look at where it's, I mean, we got some sort of freedoms now, but it's like the same stuff is happening.
And again, we need like more people involved in it too. But did you know during the civil rights only 10% of black people were really involved?
Exactly.
10%.
Mm-hmm.
90%
this is what
was watching.
Look, I honestly think this is what we need to do. If you want someone to pay attention to you, take their money away from them. And what I mean by that is create your own stuff. Okay?
Support black businesses.
Because to
like
be
that.
Honest, like black people don't support each other as much as we should. Like,
no, we do.
No. Trust me. If you go to a Subway, there are so many Indians working in there, and they only hire Indians, okay?
Nah, that's not the same thing. That's a business.
That is true, but I'm saying...
But we need to create more of our own things.
Exactly.
But guess what? No one's really helping us fund. Because you go... All right, I'm in Hollis, right?
Right.
There's not a lot of black-owned businesses in Hollis.
Exactly.
The ones that are already there, they've been in Hollis for a long time, like mm-hmm. Run DMC before then,
mm-hmm.
okay? But... they were not going to get the papers. They're not going to help them mm-hmm. give the money so they could run a business there. That's the problem. right?
Right.
That's what it is. I don't think it's the black businesses themselves. It's them getting the funding in order to make the
black
business.
That's why we need to make our own funding. We need to make all of that stuff. Yeah. All of it. If, just think about it. Who do politicians listen to? Us or the corporations?
The corporations, like the Koch brothers. Like I was telling you, they should get the L of the week.
I didn't even know who that was, bro.
The Koch brothers?
I didn't know.
They own almost every little thing in your
house.
Exactly.
And that's why we should own, basically, we should own stuff, man. And that way, politicians would actually listen to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I really think if black people moved out of America and took everything we invented, I mean everything, take it all. I want the traffic light back.
Take all the copyrights and all.
I want Elmo back. Elmo is black.
Yeah.
I want the Super Soaker.
Do you really want Elmo back?
I want Elmo
back. No, do you really think about it? Remember what happened. Do you really want Elmo back?
Okay, no.
All right.
Not really.
It's like Bill Cosby. Just keep him.
Damn, man.
All right.
I'm sorry, too, bro. I'm so sorry about
okay.
that.
It's
okay. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Bill, you disappointed me, Bill. Yeah.
Yo, Brian, remember he did come to Bill Cosby did come to your college.
He did come to your college too. You remember that?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
I think it was like 3 semesters ago.
It was last year, I think.
Yeah, last year.
Before any of this happened.
I see him too. I was laughing. He was funny. Hey, he's a funny character.
Man, he's not funny anymore, man. He broke my heart.
Like, now you understand?
I understand, man. I understand. I'm still watching The Cosby Show.
Of course, but he's
and
not.
And A Different World.
But he's not Huxtable.
He's not the man
he's
I thought
Clifford
he was.
Huxtable. He's not Clifford Huxtable.
He's not the man I thought he was.
Because I was talking down to black in the black community, too.
Hey, yeah, and he was, too. And talking down to rap music, Bill. at least they didn't rape anyone like you did. Except for Rick Ross, maybe.
Yeah.
Molly in her drink, she didn't even know it.
That was a big deal. I don't think people give that enough coverage, though.
They do.
I think certain part of, like, the people, you know, this is one thing you might hate about Twitter. You might follow that one person that, like, hates almost everything, right?
I actually don't.
No, trust me. One day you will. Mm-hmm. You follow somebody, oh, this person has cool views, but you're going to realize this person just hates everything.
Right.
Then you're going to have a comment for every little thing. Mm-hmm. That's why when Jerry Seinfeld recently said, like, oh, I never performed.
Right.
At colleges is because mm-hmm. they're too PC for it, you know, mm-hmm. too politically correct.
Right.
And he's correct. I believe him.
Right.
Like, people were upset. Like, oh, he's just a white old male that's doing it. Like, no, seriously. Mm-hmm. Some jokes that were funny in the 90s,
it's
80s,
not
and
funny
70s,
anymore.
You can, it's still funny.
I mean,
but
it's funny,
people
but you can't
get
do
offended.
It now
because yeah.
everyone's offended nowadays, too. It's like, why can't I say, like.
This is the point of comedians. It's supposed to laugh at yourself, but maybe they don't
but
like
But you're supposed
the
to
way
laugh at each other, too.
Exactly. But oh, you're taking it too far. You
Everyone's
know?
Sensitive now. Rappers are sensitive. Like
rappers aren't sensitive. They're just more open to the world.
No,
and they're not as close-minded with the ego. Like
rappers
their whole man concept. Like being
Meek
a
Mill
man.
Is sensitive.
I don't know what happened with Meek.
Exactly,
you know?
But I'm saying like everyone's sensitive now, and everyone should be more open-minded. Yes, but everyone should be just more open-minded. Just take what someone is saying. You don't have to agree with it, but you don't have to be all
and bash it.
Yeah. About it. You don't have to bash anything about it. Just say, okay, I don't agree with you.
It's hit and miss. It's hit and miss.
It's like I remember I posted something on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was about Christianity. and like I'm not Christian anymore, but I still do believe in God. And one of the reasons why I don't believe in Christianity is because they basically stole most of their principles from the ancient Egyptian religion.
Yeah, a lot of it.
A lot of it. Like
talking about the concept of Jesus is Horus.
Exactly. That's what I posted. I posted that, right? I posted that. And mind you, like I am the grandnephew of a bishop, right?
Too. Okay.
And I posted that. But they're from Trinidad too, so I have a lot of Trinidadian friends on Facebook. And so one of the girls that I know posted it, mm-hmm. right? And she was like, look what they're trying to do to Jesus. And it's just a ploy for you to stop worshiping Jesus. And I'm just like,
you're not supposed to worship Jesus in the first place. So
Jesus
look
wasn't
at you
even,
misinterpreting
like
everything.
Even meant to be like a god too.
Yeah.
If Jesus was here, he'd be like, what are you doing?
Because he helped the poor. He chilled with the poor mostly. You don't
exactly.
chill with rich people.
Exactly.
The rich people killed him.
Exactly
the
my
corporations
point.
Killed him.
And so yeah, and I'm about to post the 42 commandments of Matt, which is like the guidelines to what ancient Egyptians believed in, and 10 of those are actually the 10 commandments.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that's why, like, I mean, I respect Christianity. You know what I mean? It's what I grew up
on. Do you watch The Zeitgeist?
Do I watch what?
The Zeitgeist.
No, it's
on
not.
On Netflix. They spoke about it.
Really?
In more detail.
Yeah, so basically everything that you know now is from black people, basically.
Everything.
Everything. We've done everything. But the thing is, they don't want you to know it. And who's they?
I hope you don't say Illuminati.
No, they don't bring in black people. Like, that whole...
I don't know the concept
it's
of...
It's masonry.
There's black people in masonry.
Exactly, because black people invented masonry. That was black people who did it.
I don't know. Truthfully, you should ask a Mason about it, but yeah. Those are like the many secrets they're supposed to hold.
Yeah.
I have Masons in my family.
I know people that are Masons.
Oh, okay.
I need to talk to them about it.
They won't tell you about it.
Unless what? You have to join it?
Yeah.
How do you join?
Yeah, you can get invited. It's a family thing, too.
Yeah.
You should, trust me, you have a family member that's a Mason.
That I don't even know.
Oh, okay. Well, suffrage. Well, my grandpa, who recently died last year, earlier.
Yeah.
He was a Mason.
Wow.
So, well, he told us to stay away from it, so.
Isn't there a Mason building in New York we were talking about before?
There's like a few of them.
Yeah.
It's like a hangout.
20, like, I think it's on 23rd Street.
It's a hangout. I took a picture.
I've always seen it. Yeah. It was the gold building.
Yeah.
It had the G in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never went in there, but I always see it.
33 degrees.
Yeah, I'm afraid to go in. But
why?
I want to go in.
Yeah, okay. You can invite one day.
Yeah, but yeah, the main point is, like, we've invented everything that... And we don't even know it because they don't want us to know about our history. Like,
you don't learn much about it in history class.
Exactly. They don't want us to know about King Mansa Musa of Mali. Probably, like, the richest dude ever. He was a black king. Richest dude ever.
King Solomon.
No, I want to talk about Mansa Musa because there was a story that he went to...
Wait, is this all from the TV show you said you're watching?
Yeah, the documentary Hidden Colors by Tariq Nasheed. You should watch it.
Hidden Colors?
Yeah.
Is it on PBS?
It's not on PBS. It was a DVD series he made, but I could give it to you for free. I could give you a link.
All right.
It's really dope. It just tells you, like, the history of black people.
What's it called again?
Hidden Colors.
Hidden Colors. For the listeners, you could look
for
it
the
up.
Listeners, if you want to listen to it, I'll give you the link too. If you want to,
you sound like NPR right now.
I've never even listened to NPR, bro.
Really?
I've never listened to
NPR. Listen to NPR in the morning.
I've never had a desire to listen to it.
Listen in the morning. That's when it's good.
Really? What do they do over there?
Talk about news.
Really?
Talk about they're. Let's just say they're more left, if anything.
The only thing I heard about NPR was this thing called Radiolab, and that was it.
Yeah, Radiolab. It's also a podcast too. You can check it out.
No disrespect to Radiolab or NPR, I just never knew.
They have some cool programs, but they have like this prestige thing about them that's different from WBAI and stuff.
I don't...
Like OG WBAI,
right.
WBAI Today, like two different ones, but then you have NPR. But my dad used to listen to this all the time, that's why I know it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But like, I've never like looked at myself as like prim and proper. I just like learning about my people, bro.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can say, well, Sebastian, you know your family's from Haiti, right?
Yeah.
We could go back and, like, what part of Africa are they from?
I forgot. But I know.
Crap, I don't know.
Oh,
I was just doing that to make a point.
Like, no, I do. I don't know. I just forgot. Oh, man. I'm supposed to memorize it. I think it starts with a G. I forgot.
Really? I'm actually gonna go to Ancestry.com and, like, make them take my swab. I want to know about my people, bro.
All right. I think I'm a certain percent Polish.
Polish?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Polish people were in Haiti during the 1800s.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yep. And I have a lot of light skin. I have a lot of white people in the Bernois. That's my mom's side.
Yeah.
My grandpa's pretty light skin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go deeper, there's probably some white people. Because I had a cousin I met when I was in Haiti.
Right.
Like, oh, this is your cousin. This dude with blue eyes, blonde hair.
Wow.
Bernois.
What was that like? Were you shocked?
I was shook. I was like, oh, like,
nice to meet you.
Speaking Creole with the accent, everything.
Really?
Yeah, it's his cousin. He lived in Haiti. He was here forever.
Were you like, nice to meet you?
It's handshake, you know?
That's interesting, man.
Yeah,
because all I know is, like, my family's, like, is Indian and black, but like, I'd say Afro-Hispanic because they're from Panama, but still black nonetheless.
Yeah.
So I figured, like, something
happened. Is it like Afro-Latino?
I don't even know what the proper term is.
Hispanic is from Spain. Latino is Latin origin.
Right, Latino, America. Right.
Yeah. That's why I just learned that on Tumblr.
Really?
Like 2 days ago.
Check you out.
Knowledge.
And so I wanted to know, like, okay, something happened between India and Trinidad, and then something happened from Africa to Panama, but what the heck happened? How did that all occur?
Oh, yeah. That's like Argentina. Like, Argentinians consider themselves white.
Right.
And even on the surface, it looks white, but there's, like, black people in the country.
What's that like, bro? Like, you're Haitian and that whole stuff that's going down right now in Dominican Republic. What's your take on that?
So give him some
context on what's going on right now.
Apparently, there was this bill that was passed, like, a couple decades. Not passed. Like, it was sent a couple decades ago.
Right.
And it took a long time for it to pass. And this was anybody born before anybody born after 1929, I think,
yeah,
has to leave the country because they don't have the right to be a citizen, right, or anything. And there's a lot of Haitian descents,
yeah,
that were born, raised, and been living in Dominican Republic
for years,
and they don't know anything outside of Dominican Republic. So you send them to Haiti, they're going to be lost. Like,
right,
I have nothing to do with it. I've been working here. I only speak Spanish. I do not speak a lick of Creole. Mm-hmm. This is all I know, and it doesn't make sense doing that.
Right.
That's the most racist thing you could ever do. And Dominicans have this, I won't say all,
right,
but, you know, in the more social, in the government type eye, it's like they consider themselves a little bit white.
Yeah, which is, I don't understand at all.
A little bit. They consider themselves white.
Which is what I don't understand at all, because most Dominicans that I've seen are dark.
Darker than me.
Darker than you.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
I had a Dominican friend in high school. He was telling me about that. He's like, he's light skinned because his mom, but his other siblings are half.
Yeah.
Like, all of them are dark.
But like
kinky hair,
yeah, and they look down on the dark Dominicans. Like, but you all are Dominican. What's the deal?
I don't think it's their fault that they look down on themselves. Yeah. It's a lot of conditioning and self hate within the family.
Let's be real, man. Let's be honest, man. Black people can't be racist because that's a white thing, right? They came up with that whole superiority complex, right?
So yeah.
Keep going.
Sorry. But it's like being conditioned. We have the same thing over here, you know, with the whole good hair concept. But natural hair
is taking
the
ridiculous
flip. Natural hair is like really hitting it right now.
It is. But
it's really hard to keep natural hair, let me just tell you that.
Yeah, but, you know, people still tell me all the time, Gio, you have good hair. And I always question them with, well, what does that mean?
What's your concept of good hair?
Exactly. Well, it's because I'm half Indian and my hair is soft or what? It still confuses me to this day. I don't get it.
Get that good hair. You know, I've been conditioned.
So I'm always like, what's wrong with your hair? It's nappy. It's like, oh, so.
There's a lot of different hairstyles with it.
Exactly. Like, I want to get.
Did you hear anything about what happened with Kylie Jenner? Like, she did the braids. Then what's her name?
Yeah,
in the
and Amandla. Whatever her last name is from the Hunger Games.
Zellenberg.
Rue from the Hunger Games commented on it. But
she's awesome.
I like her, but like, why are you going at Kylie Jenner for?
No, okay. See, this is what people keep saying.
Right.
There's actually a point. Kylie Jenner, she's 17. She does what 17-year-olds do.
Right.
But yeah, she has the money. She's a Kardashian. She's Jenner, but she's a Kardashian, right? People look up to her. People dude, you can say whoa all you want.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
Who looks up to Kylie Jenner?
People you don't know.
Good point.
People look up to Kylie Jenner.
Right.
People, that's it. People look up to Kylie Jenner. And magazine articles.
I like to disagree
write
with that.
Articles.
Okay. About Kylie Jenner.
About the things she's implementing in our society. Look at this new hairstyle. She's bringing this back. You know, dress. Like pants dress, which is an Indian culture type thing.
Yeah,
I forgot
I know.
What it's called.
I've seen.
But it's like, come on.
But to be perfectly honest, I wouldn't want Kylie Jenner to speak out about the stuff that's happening in Baltimore
I don't want it.
I wouldn't want Kylie Jenner to be speaking about any of that sort of stuff. So like,
but it's like Kim Kardashian. Like, you know,
I wouldn't want Kim to talk about that stuff either.
No, but you know, she's not the most hated. Like,
not people, anymore.
Like, they did the whole, they like, I think they test the market.
Not anymore.
And no, it's like over 60%. Like, do you hate Kim Kardashian? Like, no. There's no reason to.
We don't care about Kim Kardashian. But
people do care.
People.
Nah. Everywhere they go. Like, come on. I'm a Kanye fan. I'm a Kanye stan, right?
Right.
I admit that.
Right.
But I know everything about Kim Kardashian for some reason.
I really don't.
I do.
The only thing I knew is, like, Ray J hit it first.
Wait, he said, for some reason, I know everything about it. I don't know
why. I think
why.
It's because of Kanye, man.
Yeah, Kanye.
Kanye did it.
Everywhere
that's
she
why.
Goes, he's there, too.
Exactly.
Like, hey, Kanye, look at those new shoes. Yeezys. Black ones coming out soon. Mm-hmm. And here's Kim Kardashian. She's pregnant again. Oh, well, now we're going to have a new guy.
With a boy.
With a boy.
He better rap, too.
Nah, I don't.
I want him to rap.
Nope. He's going to be an artist.
I don't.
No, he's going to be a politician.
Okay, he could be a rap. He could be an artist.
He could be a Republican.
So, oh, yeah. I remember he said all that. He said, I wanted to be a Republican. I want to. I remember all
white people.
I was like, nah. No, that will never happen.
You know, it's funny. They both had Jay-Z and on Kanye. Mm-hmm. They're both their first child, both daughters or daughters.
I know.
So you say he called that, though.
Did he?
Yeah. He said at the end of the track, there was a part where he said, yo, Jay, you know, we're both going to have daughters, right?
Jeez. Well, you know what that means then. You know what that means, right?
What?
They were players back in the days. Which they were. They were.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah. Jay was a player. Jay smashed. Foxy Brown. I'm pretty sure he got a mill. I'm pretty sure of it. All them girls from the Big Pimpin' video, all of them smashed Jay-Z.
I know Jay-Z in more professional. Like, this whole thing, anything before 2008, I don't know about it.
So you don't know anything about the Jay-Z and Nas beat?
No, I know about that. That's like hip-hop.
Right.
But everything that's not hip-hop, I don't know about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you don't know anything about
his ex-girlfriends and
stuff. Jay-Z, and just...
I know, like, him and... what's the other guy's name?
Dame Dash.
I know they're, you know, killing the game back then. But, like, anything after that, I don't. I don't know who he was dating. Even Beyonce, like, since 2003 and stuff.
Yeah, since 2003. But, so, like, he's been... He hasn't been, like, dating anyone before that.
Is he on the low?
He's just been smashing.
Yes, he's on the low. That's how most rappers should be.
Yeah, they should move like Jay.
Low-key.
They should move like Jay. I think Jay has taught people how to move.
You should disappear.
Like, when Solange tried to attack him on the elevator, he didn't do anything.
Nah, because he's smarter than that.
He's smarter than that. And he's showing a whole generation how to move in these streets.
But it's family, Jay-Z, though. So family, they do fight.
Yeah.
It's not family, you don't fight.
Yeah.
It's strange if you don't fight.
I remember Jay-Z stabbed someone before. Did you remember? Do you know?
I heard about that.
Yeah, and he made a track about it too.
And I heard read his book.
It was H to the Izzo.
H to the O.
Yeah, he's like, I beat them charges like Rocky. I remember that. I was listening to Blueprint actually before I came over here.
Great album.
Such a masterpiece.
Yeah. So I've been collecting a lot of Star Wars comics. I told you that.
Yeah, you have.
So I've been stacking.
Yeah, let's get on to some nerdy stuff for a bit. Ant-Man.
7 out of 10.
Marvel can't do any wrong right now. Marvel Studios, man, it's awesome.
It was everything Iron Man 2 and 3 wanted to be.
It should have been.
Should have been.
It
no, wanted to be. Yeah. They are begging to be this movie.
But know what?
The plots kind of suck, though.
In all honesty, like, I can't think of a terrible Marvel movie since like Ghost Rider.
Iron Man 3.
No, like, Iron Man 3 wasn't terrible. It's still debatable. Like, people still like it.
I know. It's weird.
People still like it.
Rotten Tomatoes was like 80%.
Exactly. But it isn't bad, like, on a... It isn't bad on a level like Elektra and Daredevil. I mean, not Daredevil.
It's
yeah,
like
and Daredevil.
It's like 17%.
And
one's like
and 10%. Hulk.
The first one.
And, yeah, and Ghost Rider. It isn't bad on that level. Like, it's still watchable. You can still watch it, but you can disagree on some things. Like, but those movies that I just listed, they were just terrible from A to B.
Wasn't Marvel back then, was it?
It wasn't Marvel like the Marvel it is today, like owned by Disney and all that. It was just Marvel. Mm.
Shout out to Disney buying out, you know, our childhood and actually making it our new childhood. Or
yeah, dude.
Our children's hood.
Yeah, man. I also saw Mission Impossible.
How was that? How was our boy, our Scientology boy?
To be honest, I've been hearing he's getting away from that closer with his daughter, which
and his kids.
Awesome,
because his kids left.
Yeah,
Scientology.
Awesome for him, but that do you?
No, I don't.
You don't at all.
I saw the first one. And
that was it.
The second and the third one's on Netflix. I'll hit it.
Best one out of all of them.
Oh yeah,
the best.
Like the way Mad Max is better than 2 and 1?
Yes. Better than all of it. Mm. All of it. So, in other news, I've been collecting some new comic books. We got Civil War.
Okay.
Which is awesome. Written by Charles Soule, who's awesome, who also wrote Death of Wolverine. But, you know, it's good. It's split into two factions. Well, two countries, really. Team Blue, which is Captain America, and Team Iron.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Team Blue, I think you have Spider-Man, you got Black Panther.
He's got his squad, then got the other squad.
Yeah, but it's a whole piece of land that they own, but it's cut into two.
What is it called?
I don't remember. I have 1 minute. We have 1 minute left, so it's I don't know now.
You got anything you want to get for the new Marvel when it comes out in the fall?
I'm
trying to get into Spider-Man, the new Wolverine, and Wolverine, the daughter, is going to be the new Wolverine, right?
I'm done with Wolverine. He died, in my opinion.
He's dead.
No, I'm just going to stick with Civil War and Invader Zim.
Okay.
And if you like Invader Zim, just remember all of the voice actors who play those characters and just read it, and it's just like an episode of Invader Zim. Just awesome.
It's still enjoyable to watch.
Like, they need to bring that back immediately.
About that funding. So, you know, that was our summer episode.
I hope we're going to be back next week.
I don't know. We'll see.
We should be. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, right, Brian?
Nothing wrong. No. Okay.
And I'm off on Tuesday anyways.
All right, that's cool.
So I hope you enjoy that hour of talking from us, Black Seinfeld, show about absolutely nothing.
Yep.
So don't forget, the sponsors of today are TuneIn and SafeMeekMill.com.
Of course. All right, so we'll see you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. And peace. And shouts out to Jared from Subway, you sick freak.
And we'll... Peace.
Peace.
More music now on ycradio.org, the voice of today's generation.